long-standing program in Milwaukee offers teens a way to spend their summer evenings. Corrine Hess reports that that's especially important because at least 12 children have become homicide victims so far this year.
Huge industrial fans are blowing in a sweltering gym at Milwaukee's Bayview High School. It's a Wednesday night in July, about a month before school starts, and the gym here is full of middle schoolers. They're playing board games, working on math and reading worksheets, or playing basketball. They're part of the Twilight program put on by the Milwaukee Recreation Department. Twilight keeps kids off the streets from 5:30 to 9 p.m. during the summer. Now that the school year has started in Milwaukee, the program will run three nights a week. Isaiah Powell has been here almost every night this summer. His favorite activity is swimming, but on this particular night, he made a t-shirt.
It was supposed to be a bird, but I messed it up. I need to add the wings and finish coloring it.
For the city, Twilight feels especially important this year. After a spike during the pandemic, violent crime has declined in 2023. But as of mid-August, 15 minors have died by homicide this year in Milwaukee. Across town at North Division High School, about 60 high school kids are on the basketball court. They're getting ready for a tournament later this week. Jason Blocker runs the North Division program. He says it's an asset to Milwaukee because Twilight gives young people a place to go.
These kids know that they can come in here Monday through Friday for about 3 hours and have a safe place, no trouble, and then get something out of it, like this basketball league.
Most of the kids in Twilight are Black. Blocker, who's also Black, grew up in Milwaukee. He says he knows these are the kids who are most at risk.
I feel that probably are troubled or have issues, but I mean, here we don't really see the issues because sports doesn't have or discriminates against anybody or sees racism.
Blocker says the key is reaching them where they're at and at the right time.
The 6 to 9 time is a high crime time because the kids are out of school. You know, if you're not a leader, you're a follower. So you might be following somebody else or a big brother or somebody that's in your neighborhood that's leading you to no good.
The youth program isn't new. 20 years ago, the program began under the name Summer Stars. It was originally funded through a city grant. Once the grant concluded, Summer Stars was retooled and Twilight launched in 2017. Back at Bayview High School, 11-year-old Jamari Moore spins a basketball on one finger several times, letting us know he's one of the best players in the program. Jamari says he is quite possibly the best football player to ever grace that field as well.
I play basketball. I really do love football. I won championship because I had the ball. It was last point. Win, right? Cross this other person. I went that way. Then went straight. Guess what happened? Touchdown. And guess what? We won.
The Twilight program has been growing. Every year, more parents realize it's available at several sites across Milwaukee, free of charge. And leaders say they're proud that they can help give kids like Jamari such confidence. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.